What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, February 8th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. By now, you've no doubt heard stories about people who've jumped into the recent stock trading frenzy and made big bucks by buying and selling shares of companies like GameStop as the price shot up. Well, pretty soon they might be surprised to learn that their next big transaction could be with the IRS.
The time to think about this is before you sell. And so people need to be setting that money aside or at least having a plan for how to pay those taxes.
Coming up, our tax reporter Laura Saunders will explain how buying and quickly selling stock can drive up your tax bill. And we'll hear from a 23-year-old Robinhood trader who's facing a hefty tax bill of his own. That's after the break.
The Claude 3 model family from Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. With models at every point on the price-performance curve, you no longer have to make trade-offs between intelligence, speed, and cost. Claude 3 Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed, and Haiku is the fastest and lowest cost model on the market, perfectly designed for high volume, high speed use cases. Join the thousands of enterprises who trust Anthropic to keep them at the frontier. Visit anthropic.com/Claude today.
GameStop, AMC, Bed Bath & Beyond, these heavily traded stocks have made some retail investors a lot of money in just the past few weeks. But scoring quick cash can also mean a huge tax bill that many people aren't ready for. In a moment, we'll check in with a young Robinhood trader from Atlanta on his experience. But first, let's bring in our tax reporter, Laura Saunders, for more on what trades like these can mean for your taxes. Laura, thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
So let's start with the basics. How is this kind of investment income taxed differently from, say, a job?
Well, it's really very different, and people need to be aware of this. And two things I think are especially important to stress. Something that may seem pretty good is that you don't owe payroll taxes on it. That's Social Security and Medicare tax. That's on employment income or self-employment income. So this is investment income. That's very different. You don't owe, that can come up to 15.3%. And you don't owe that. You don't have to pay it. One of the other things that's important and can be a bit of a trap is that there's no withholding. There's no way to withhold on your winnings. So if you get a pension check or a Social Security check or a paycheck, you either must or you can have money withheld to pay your taxes. In this case, you're going to have to pay taxes, and you better set aside the money to pay the taxes so they don't, it doesn't come as a big surprise on April 15.
Now, people trading GameStop shares bought and sold at a pretty quick pace as the share price changed. That's how they're able to make money. But can that type of trading run up their tax bill?
Oh, in so many ways. And a lot of these young traders are not thinking about taxes, and they should be thinking about taxes. Well, there are rules. The first thing is that these people are mostly trading in taxable accounts. These people, millions of them, have old-fashioned retail trading accounts, which means that every trade is potentially taxable and will be reported to the IRS by your broker. And so you have to deal with the paperwork at the end of the year. That's the first thing. Now, the second thing is that if you hold a position for less than a year, then you have to pay much higher tax rates. You pay the same rate that you would pay on your wages. And then you have state taxes on top of that. So Uncle Sam can take a pretty big bite out of your winnings.
Can you break that down a bit more? How does the IRS treat those numbers? You know, tax rates on long-term and short-term investments.
So if you hold for a year or longer, the rates are much lower. It could be 0 or 15% or 20% up to maybe 23.8%. So that's a pretty low rate. Now, if you hold for less than a year, then you have a short-term capital gain. And that's taxed at ordinary income rates. And that's the same as your wages. So the tax rates there go from 10%, not 0%, 10% to 37%. And if you are in California and you have state taxes, then you're going to wind up paying more than 50% if you're a top bracket taxpayer in both your federal and state taxes.
Now, we've heard about people who bought GameStop stock options and not shares as a way to make money. Do the IRS rules on gains and losses apply to options as well?
Yes, options are classified as securities, and the taxation is pretty complicated, so I won't go into it. But you have long-term gains from options and short-term gains, or long-term losses and short-term losses. And probably you need a tax preparer to help you with this. It can be complicated and expensive to do the taxes on them.
Now, one of those young traders who got in on the GameStop frenzy is Carlos Diaz. He's 23 and works in software sales in Atlanta. He bought and sold shares of GameStop and some other stocks on Robinhood over the past month, and he's here now to talk about it. Carlos, thank you for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. Excited to be here.
So you made some money in GameStop. Had you done frequent trading like that before?
No, I hadn't. Honestly, most of my trading prior to that had been, you know, really just kind of investing in stocks that I thought had value over the long term in holding the positions, but nothing, I guess, kind of speculative, so to speak. So this definitely was a little bit, yeah, I guess, like outside of what I was used to. But, you know, there was a lot of hype around it and it kind of just drew me in.
How much money did you start with and how often did you buy and sell shares?
Yeah, so I had, you know, my brokerage account for all the stocks I had was about $3,000. And I had about $500 that, you know, I took out of that to kind of, I guess, play with GameStop. And I guess made about five or six trades, you know, in GameStop with that portion. Yeah, around like 2 weeks.
Now, how did you do with the rest of that $3,000 when you bought other stocks on Robinhood?
Yeah, so you started out with that $3,000. Now the account's at about $5,000. So not as crazy as some people, but, you know, definitely gains that wouldn't have come, I don't think, from, I guess, my normal investing strategy in the short term.
So when you started buying, how much did you know about the tax liability involved in these kinds of trades?
Yeah, I mean, I knew there was always a tax component to trading, you know, with capital gains and, you know, things of that nature. You know, I wasn't sure, you know, exactly how that was going to work, you know, how the taxes could be or, you know, what you were going to be on the hook for. Like I said, I knew about the taxes, but I guess not the specifics.
Now, you did most of your trading on Robinhood in January. So that means your tax bill for those trades and any more you do won't come due until next year. Talk about your own sense of financial discipline and how you're going to be in position to pay those taxes.
Yeah, I think, you know, one thing is trying to understand or have an idea of, you know, given the trades I've done now, what my liability would be right now, trying to get like an actual number on that. And then, yeah, I guess, you know, I definitely need to think about more if I'm going to put that money aside, when I would start, or if I'm just going to try to, you know, make more money in the stock market that I can, you know, use to cover the taxes. So yeah, you know, obviously it's, you know, something you want to be disciplined with. And it almost sometimes with, I guess, the stock market taxes, they've never felt super real to me because I haven't been like a big trader. But, you know, you've got to think that if there's always a possibility that you could be liable, the IRS comes to you or can do something, you know, they have a lot of power. So.
All right. That's Carlos Diaz from Atlanta. Carlos, thanks for coming on our show.
Thanks so much for having me, JR.
So, Laura, I'm sure Carlos is like a lot of people who just now are realizing the tax bill that'll be coming.
The time to think about this is before you sell. It's really important because say you have one stock that you bought, some at $5, some at $10, and some at $15. Well, if you're going to sell it at $17, but you're not going to sell all of it, then maybe you want to sell the $15 shares because you only have $2 to pay taxes on, rather than the $5 shares, which gives you $12 to pay taxes on. So really, people should be thinking about this way ahead of time. And of course, one important thing about GameStop is a lot of that trading frenzy took place in January. Those taxes will be due not this April, but next April, April of 22. And so people need to be setting that money aside or at least having a plan for how to pay those taxes.
And you know, Carlos made some good money, but there are others we've heard about who have made tens of thousands of dollars. What's the tax bill going to be like for them?
Some of these people are going to be getting tax forms that are hundreds or thousands of pages long with every single tax. I saw some of them for this story. I saw one in particular, somebody who traded 2,000 times between December 14th and December 30th. And all of that goes to the IRS, and all of it has to go into your tax return and be filed correctly. And people are going to wind up paying a pretty penny in some cases to get these taxes done. Not always, but often.
Thousands of pages in a tax report. That might make someone think about investing in the paper industry.
Yeah, or certainly the tax prep industry.
Okay, but whether you have a tax professional prepare your returns or not, you've got to come up with the money. Sounds like doing some math homework can go a long way.
Yes, exactly. Do some preparation. Well, the other thing is that some people may owe estimated quarterly taxes. They're used to withholding, you know, it being very easy that way. You get a refund at the end of the year often. But if you have investment income and you have enough of it, you may owe quarterly estimated taxes. And you can't just pay it all at the end of the year. You know, you can have penalties for not paying what you're supposed to pay each quarter.
Now, people have made a lot of money off of GameStop trades, but let's talk about the losses a lot of people have racked up, too. The tax laws get a little tricky there. Can you take us through how traders have to account for losses on their taxes?
Well, you can also have long-term losses and short-term losses, but there's a piece of good news with losses, which is that you can use them to offset your gains. If you don't use them, they carry forward. If you don't have gains to offset your losses, then you can take up to $3,000 against something like wages or interest every year. And whatever you don't use, it carries forward to the next year. So when you have some gains, you can shelter those with your losses. Now, you know, that it doesn't work that way. If I make a lot of money one year in salary and commissions and very little money the next year in salary and commissions, I can't average those two. But you do have a way to use your losses when you have investment income.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal tax reporter Laura Saunders. Laura, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
This episode is brought to you by Vanta. Vanta's trust management platform helps you quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more. Learn how by watching Vanta's on-demand demo at vanta.com/WSJ.